The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Death Trap, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 1.
Defense systems activated.
Cozy, huh?
Who can tell, Doctor? It's pretty dark in here.
Hang on, Jen. Give me a moment to fish my pen light out of my pocket. Oh, here we go. Oh, look. And I have a spare. One for you. Now we can have a good look around it.
This is no bigger than a storage closet.
Oh, I could show you bigger storage closets. And I just might. Once we've finished here.
Yeah, you've never given me a proper tour of the TARDIS. I've been with you for a few weeks now.
Oh, well, maybe you should have gone with Mina and I.
Yeah, where are they, Doctor?
Oh, exploring the depths of the TARDIS. I's been poking around the old ship for ages, and he wanted to show Mina around the inner depths. They should be back any time now. Huh. Yeah, they're late. They must have lost track of time.
Oh, well, their loss is our gain. It'll be fun to have our own little adventure together, just you and me. Don't you think, Doctor?
Oh, no, of course, Jen. Gives us some of that get-to-know-me time, huh?
Absolutely. I think it'll be fun.
Potentially, but... a bit warm in here for my taste.
Better than when we were running around on that ice planet with a Zygon chasing after us the other day. Remember?
Of course I remember. What a misadventure that was. Oh, well. Shall we see what the rest of this ship looks like?
Sounds good to me.
We're here to answer a distress call, after all.
Is there a problem?
Well, only a small thing. It seems we've been locked out of the TARDIS.
And that's a small thing?
But nothing to get too excited about at this stage. I'm sure we'll find a way to get back inside sooner or later.
It still makes me a bit nervous, though. Come to think of it, since we've come aboard this spaceship, I've felt awfully nervous and uneasy.
Really? That's interesting. That's not like you at all, is it, Jen?
No, I'm usually made of stronger stuff. Do you think it's something of note?
Possibly. But then again, possibly not. Never mind. Jen, let's explore, shall we?
Onward and upward.
That's the spirit, haha! Hey, it seems our luck is changing.
Knew it would.
Oh, thank you for that vote of confidence, Jen.
You're welcome, Doctor.
Now, let's have a look around, shall we?
After you.
It seems to be deserted, and yet the atmospherics are still running.
Well, one thing's for certain. They don't believe in blinding anyone with light aboard this ship.
Well, true. It is on the dark side in here, but it could be night, you know. Many spaceships turn off their lights in the evening to simulate the night. Makes it easier for the crew to cope. It's all psychological, you see?
I get the concept. It just doesn't... I don't know. Feel right.
You have good instincts, Jen. You should always trust them.
I do. Why else do you think I chose to travel with you, Doctor?
Good point. And I've learned to trust your instincts over these last few weeks we've been traveling together, Jen. So I'll take your word for it and be wary.
Thank you for the compliment, Doctor. My, you're in a good mood today.
Hey, why shouldn't I be? Before our most recent misadventure with the Zygons, we'd just been on a 3-week tour of the Scorpius Cascade, one of the most beautiful and mysterious expanses of space in all the universe. With so many fascinating ancient ruins to explore, oh, I'm rested, refreshed, and invigorated. Yeah, we really must take long vacations more often.
Agreed. But I'd honestly prefer something a bit more tropical. Not to mention exciting. I'm not really the archaeology type, to be honest.
Oh, of course you're not. I should know that by now, Jen. Point taken. Next time, it'll be the beach for sure.
Glad to hear it. I could use a bit of a tan.
Well, now that that's settled, shall we continue on?
Let's do it. What do you think, Doctor?
It's all very interesting, but it really doesn't appear as if anyone has inhabited this ship in quite some time.
Then you think no one could still be alive aboard this ship?
Well, it's difficult to say at this stage, but it does look a bit, how shall I put it, lived in. Or rather, not lived in for some time, as the case may be. Perhaps even decades or beyond. Or maybe it's just this section of the ship that hasn't been used for that long. It's just really hard to tell.
Could you venture a guess as to how old this ship might be?
It's probably a pretty old one. I'd say it could have been built around, 30th century or so. That's in Earth terms, mind you, not Heim's timeline.
Oh, very helpful. So what time period do you think this is, Doctor? In Earth terms, that is. Wherever that is.
Well, by your standards, Jen, we're likely to be a few centuries in the future.
I see. So where is everybody, do you suppose? What happened to them?
I can't be sure, really. I mean, it's kind of like coming across the Marie Celeste.
The Mary what?
Just an Earth ghost ship. I've really got to educate you on one of my favorite planets. You'd like the Earth. It's not too different from your own world, just less restrictive in its rules and laws.
Sounds like a nice place to visit.
We'll have to stop in sometime soon. No signs of life or death, yet everything is functioning as if the ship were fully manned. Odd, to say the least. This ship could have been adrift in space for thousands of years, Jen, so it's hard to make an accurate assessment. Ah! Another door.
Ooh. What is it, Doctor?
A dead body. Badly decomposed.
I'd say that qualifies as a sign of death.
Yeah. A bit gruesome, isn't it? It seems this poor fellow's been dead for some time.
And where's the rest of the crew? Or was he the only one?
A ship this size? No, there'd be more crew members, I'd say. For a ship this size, there'd be a crew of at least 10, 20, thereabouts.
What did he die from, Doctor?
Well, hard to tell at this stage of decomposition, but clearly he didn't find himself in a physical struggle. I'd say it was more likely he died of starvation.
That's horrible.
Yeah, not a pleasant death at all.
You've got that look in your eyes, Doctor, and I don't like it.
Look? What look?
That look that tells me that you've thought of something terrible that you'd rather not tell me about. I've come to know that look pretty well these last few weeks.
That transparent, am I?
Come on, Doctor, be honest with me. I'm not a child, you know, so kindly don't treat me as if I were.
Steady on, Jen, I wouldn't dream of it.
I'm so sorry. I don't know where that came from. I just suddenly felt anger. I have no idea why. Forgive me?
Of course, just never mind. It's stress, I suspect.
I suppose so. Anyway, what are you thinking? You're worried, aren't you? Or should I put it this way? Just how much trouble have we landed ourselves in this time?
All right, Jen. It's just that a thought has occurred to me.
And that thought is?
Then maybe we should try and get back into the TARDIS now.
Doctor, the lights are coming on.
I can see that. Interesting.
Rest cycle complete. Restoring natural functions. Work period begins. Message ends.
See? I told you so. They turn the lights down during the rest cycle and turn everything back on when it's time to wake up. I knew it.
Yes, but who or what is meant to wake up?
If there is anyone, it all seems to be automated. I mean, this is clearly some sort of workstation, and everything seems to be running now.
But it's still very quiet on board the ship. Do you think they all died?
This equipment is clearly very old, which is made obvious when you listen to that old computer voice we just heard. Clearly, it's gone a bit around the bend. It reminds me of I, actually.
Be nice, Doctor. He isn't here to defend himself.
Yes, of course he isn't, is he? Makes a nice change of pace, too.
Doctor.
Oh, very well. I'll be nicer to him, eventually. Perhaps the rest of the ship is malfunctioning a bit. I don't think it's been used for centuries. Maybe longer. Now, Jen, I suspect we're the only living beings left on board the spaceship.
If we're all alone aboard the ship, Doctor, who opened this door?
That's a very good question. Perhaps, like so much of this ship, it's an automated door, and if so, there should be a control panel for it somewhere in this room.
Maybe we should have a quick peek inside, Doctor. Hey, Doctor! I think this is some sort of elevator. Strange. It's still dark in here. Is anyone there? Granite. The door's locked! No, I'm trapped!
Nothing so far, but there must be a panel here somewhere that controls that door. Jen? Jen? Jen! Jen. I've lost her.
Someone there? It's so dark in here. Wait a minute. The doctor's penlight. Much better. Phew. Hello? Is someone there? Look, I can hear you. I know someone's there. Come out where I can see you. I know you're there. I can just about make out a figure in the dark. Who are you?
Are you real?
Of course I'm real. I'm as real as you are.
What is your name?
My name is Jen. And you are?
I am called Tenda.
Where are you from, Tenda?
I am from the Earth colony known as Tendrix, as is this ship. It was a small colony. There were only a few hundred of us. Well, as I said, were.
Do you mean to say that you are the only person left aboard this ship?
There were two of us. One survivor and one other.
One other? What do you mean?
One survivor of the colony and of this ship.
I don't understand. Who? What? Was the other?
A killer.
Ha ha! A secret panel. Awesome. It was concealed perfectly. It totally blended into the wall. I never would have seen it unless I was looking for it.
Halt! Intruder! Intruder, halt!
Ah! Ugh. Oh! Hello there!
Halt, intruder! Silence! Speak!
Silence? Speak? Well, which is it?
I'm terribly sorry. I've been alone here for some time. I forget the social niceties.
I see. I can understand that.
Can you? Oh, good. It's nice to meet an understanding person.
Still, sneaking up on someone is bad manners, to say the least, you know. I think you may have taken 1,000 years off my life.
Perhaps I can be of assistance?
Possibly. I don't suppose you've got a name. You know, a name? Like, for instance, I'm known as the Doctor, and you are...
I am...
Can't remember? Huh.
No, strangely enough, I cannot.
Well, perhaps I can call you Bob. I've always been rather partial to the name Bob. What do you say?
I suppose that will do.
Are you sure? Or would you like to have another think about it? Very well then. Bob, it is.
Bob. Is that me? Perhaps it is Bob. Or is it? One tends to forget. It's been so long since I've spoken to anyone, you see. Well, anyone real, that is. Sorry.
No. No need to apologize. Not everyone can get a handle on the concept of humor. But I do have some questions for you, if you feel up to answering them.
Are they... hard questions?
They might be, but I'll try to be brief. Only if you're sure you're all right.
My function is unimpaired.
Well, in that case, I'll toss one or two questions out there, and then we'll see where it goes. For instance, are you the only person aboard this ship?
The only person? Yes. Yes, I am. Sort of.
I see. And where is this ship bound?
Away.
Away. From where?
It's rather difficult. I just can't remember.
I'm sure it'll come back to you.
I expect it might, sooner or later.
Does this ship have a name?
Yes, it does. I think it was called the SS Ambuscade? That's it. Yes.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Is it?
Very much so. Ironic, even. No reason at all.
Okay, I'm tired now. Must we go on with all these questions?
Oh, no, certainly not. You can take a break. I've got some thinking to do.
You are an odd person.
Me? I'm an odd person? I suppose I might be. But you know what they say. It takes one to know one.
It does? Who says that?
Oh, never mind. You haven't had much interaction with other people in some time, I take it, have you, Bobble Chum?
It has been 17 years since the last intruder came aboard.
Huh. Intruder. That's an interesting term to use.
Is that incorrect?
No, perhaps not. I mean, as long as you don't see me as an intruder. I mean, I'm quite friendly, you know.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. But never mind about that. All I really mean to say is, I would never have described myself as an intruder.
And how would you describe yourself?
More of a guest. Or a friend.
Friend?
Yes, because I mean you no harm, you know.
Of course not, Doctor. I have concluded that we can be friends.
Oh, good.
We should rest a while.
Huh. And you called me odd.
So tell me, Tenda, how long have you been aboard this ship?
I can't remember.
Oh, well, never mind. You mentioned something about a killer aboard this ship. What did you mean?
Just as I said, there is a killer aboard the ship.
But who? What is it?
I can't remember.
Obviously, we are in no immediate danger. You seem to be fine, apart from your memory.
No one is ever safe aboard the ship. You are in great danger.
I really must get back to the doctor.
You have a friend aboard.
Yes, we were separated.
I see. Then it's happening again.
What's happening?
It's this ship. It does this. It separates friends and family alike. It turns brother against brother, friend against friend.
I don't understand what you mean, Tenda.
It's already begun. You can't stop it.
Stop what?
Even now, your friend has forgotten you. He will be trying to find a way to leave the ship, but he will fail. He will die. You both will die.
Don't say that. And my friend would never leave me. The doctor will do everything in his power to save me.
Are you certain of that? How well do you know your friend?
Well, we've traveled together for a number of weeks now. We've been through a lot together. Life and death. He has proven to be a worthy friend and someone that I can count on.
But how well do you know him?
Well, I to be honest, I don't even know his name.
Precisely. You only think you know this man. But in truth, he is a stranger to you.
I suppose you're right. Would he really abandon me?
Oh, it's worse than that. Now that you are aboard the ship, your friend will try to kill you.
May I ask, what are you doing there?
My friend is behind this door, trying to find a way to get it open so I can get to her.
Oh, you should not do that. No, no.
Why ever not? I must get to her. She must be frantic by now.
I'm sorry, but if your friend went through there, you can't save her. She's lost to you forever now.
What makes you think that?
I just know. Trust me. Your friend is lost. The best thing you can do is try to get away from here.
No, I can't leave her.
But you must.
Look, you're holding on to me awfully tight. That's beginning to hurt.
You will bring about our destruction. You must be stopped.
You have the wrong impression, you know. I have no intention of harming anyone.
Liar!
Now try and calm down, Bob, old friend.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what came over me.
It's all right. No blood, no foul, as they say. Look, I'm not just going to leave my friend. I'm going to try and find a way to open this door. Once I've found her, we can all get away from this place, huh?
You don't understand. Your friend is not through that door.
What do you mean?
That is a lift. She's somewhere in the lower levels now, well beyond your reach.
What? I have to find her. We have to get away from here.
No matter what you do, now that you're on board this ship, you are doomed to die.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Death Trap, Episode 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and based on an idea by Ron Smith, which starred in order of appearance, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the voice of the computer, Paul R. Beesey as the Doctor, Sally Wiggett as Jen, Gareth Bowley as Bob, and Deborah Adams as Tenda. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor for this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Death Trap, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, who retains rights to the story. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for Episode 2 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.